Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Sponsored by Edwards Food Giant, the meat people, the only stop you'll ever have to make for your family's grocery needs. And by Dugan's Pub, your home for daily lunch specials and weekday happy hour. Now, former Pitt Panther and Washington Redskin great, Mark May.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, guys, if you get all that for $14.99, I'll take two.
Hey, Chef Ron will prepare it just for you, Mark.
Well, I will say this. The difference between Mark May, Joe Klein, and David Basil is that Mark May, as a former athlete, is much better shape, Joe, than me and you. Yeah, he still has a flat belly at 6'6", whatever you are, Mark. You still look at it.
I'm getting there, though.
Oh, you are? Okay, yes, I like that.
There. I'm coming back. I'm making a comeback, Mark.
Let's do it.
Mark, give us your input on Auburn, Arkansas. Arkansas has lost six in a row to Auburn. Auburn is not as good this year. What do you think?
I think they should run the ball against this team. Obviously, they've got a great rushing attack. They're ninth in the country, running at 240 a game. They're going against one of the worst rushing defenses in the entire college football. So I'd run the ball as much as possible. I'm pretty sure they're going to do that. And this is a team that they can't throw the ball very effectively either, and that's Arkansas's weakness. So the strength of this team should be Arkansas's defense stepping up and having a good game defensively and running the football down Auburn's throat. If they can do that, they should be able to win this game easily.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's never an easy environment when you play at Auburn on the Plains, and Arkansas has not had much success, but you're right. You know, the run dictates everything for this team. They look great against BYU. If you come out there, you can run it and throw it around like that. Auburn is not your typical Auburn team, and this really sets up the rest of the year, Mark. If you win this game, you got Liberty at home, then you got Ole Miss and LSU at home. So this is the first, you know, of a game that you got to get if you want to have a really good season.
Yeah, and not only that, you've got to get some wins in the conference. They're 1-3 in the conference, and so was Auburn. But you look at this team, they're 4-3 overall, 1-3 in the SEC. They've got to get some SEC victories if they want to get to a bowl game, obviously, and that's got to be key. But this is a really good game to kick it off. I think the BYU win was huge for this team. Not only going across the country and playing well against a good football team, but then you had an extra week off to savor that victory and get ready and get healthy for your next SEC opponent. So I thought that was a big victory for them going to BYU and getting that win and the way that they won that football game.
The other games of interest, number 19 Kentucky at number 3 Tennessee, and number 15 Ole Miss at A&M. Obviously, Tennessee's having a spectacular season. Why don't you give us your thoughts on that game? And then, you know, if Ole Miss were to beat A&M, how hot it will be for Jimbo Fisher at College Station.
But looking at the UK-Tennessee game, you've got two great quarterbacks. Will Levis is having a great season, completing almost 70% of his balls. And on the other side, you've got Hendon Hooker that's having a spectacular season, completing 71% of his passes. He only has one interception and 18 touchdowns. And he can also run the football. He's got a decent average of 5 yards a carry. So you look at Tennessee's offense. Josh Heupel's done a terrific job with this football team from top to bottom. Not only the offense, but defense and special teams have gotten better in those areas also. But the key is their quarterback situation with Hendon Hooker. If he has his typical game, as he did against Alabama or anybody else, they should win that football game against Kentucky. I believe they're 12.5-point favorites in that game. I like Tennessee all day long playing at home, and particularly their wide receivers. They can stretch the defense. They've got some potent guys that's got some speed on the outside. That's going to be a problem for Kentucky's defense.
Ole Miss, Texas A&M, what happens if you think they would –
Where's that game at?
That game's at A&M. So if A&M loses, you imagine A&M lose another game at home, I think it will make that situation with Jimbo Fisher even dicier for Aggie fans.
Oh, absolutely. We talked about Texas A&M at the beginning of the season when I said, gosh, this team's ranked in the top 10. Why? And we kind of laughed at it early in the season. I'm like, why is Texas A&M ranked so high? Everybody's saying because of their recruiting class. Well, they haven't done squat. Recruits are great, but you got to develop them. You got to turn them into good football players in the college level. Texas A&M hasn't done that. And if they lose to Ole Miss, which they probably will, Jimbo Fisher, you talk about a hot seat. They owe him so much money, I don't think they can get rid of him. I think he's still owed like $80 million on his contract. So how are they going to get rid of him? If they fire Jimbo Fisher, they've got to not only pay him, they've got to pay his staff, then they have to pay a new staff coming in. So you're talking about $150, $175 million. If they've got that kind of money to throw around, God bless them.
Amen.
It's just such a bad business model. This whole way of these contracts, you know, just keep adding to it. The guy at Michigan State, Mel Tucker, you know, his mod, you know, Charlie Weiss, they did the same thing. It's just, you know, all these people writing these contracts, are, you know, it's not on them. It's on the back.
We were
the,
paying Chad Morris for a while.
Thing,
how many times
yeah,
did we were
thing.
Paying Bielema
oh,
for a while?
We had two
while
coaches
he was up
we were
in,
paying.
Absolutely. We're
yeah,
doing
Mark, the money is just nuts.
That's why the kids are getting paid now.
Sure, that's right.
Yeah, because they go, wait a minute. Yeah, you look at this, and a guy has one good year, sign him for 10 years. Stop panicking.
Right.
You've got the power as an athletic administration and athletic director. You're the one that's going to be signing those checks. Why would you do that? You have patience, and it's always the other side of the coin. Well, we might lose them to another school. If that's the case, get another coach. Why do you invest so much money in these coaches' staff? If you're a coach like a Nick Saban, you're worth the money because you're playing for national championships every year. But if you're an average coach in an average school, why are you stepping up and giving Mel Tucker $95 million because he has one good season?
Crazy.
It just boggles my mind.
I do want to thank Edwards Food Giant and Dugan's Pub right across the street from where we are today for sponsoring Mark May.
Thanks, Donnie.
Hey, is Hooker the favorite in the Heisman race right now? Do you think he's got a good chance of winning this thing, Mark? Obviously, they got to keep winning, but do you see, besides him, who do you see maybe having the best shot at winning?
Probably C.J. Stroud from Ohio State. He's having a spectacular season. He's got like 24 touchdown passes, a couple interceptions. But if you look at it on the big stage, to get that Heisman moment, the one person that had it this year is Hendon Hooker because it was against Alabama. He had to make the big plays going down the field at the end of the game. He had to get him back into the game, then he won the football game. That was a major stage. When Heisman voters look at that, it's like, hey, they're playing the number one team in the country. This is what happened. This is what this player did. He carried his football team. So he's got to be the front runner right now. A lot of things could happen between now and the end of the season. Gosh, I remember about 10 years ago, I was pumping up Geno Smith from West Virginia. First five or six games, he's the Heisman guy. He's my Heisman choice. He didn't even get invited to New York at the end of the season.
So that works.
Temper that down until we get towards the end of the season. But right now, Hendon Hooker's got to be the front runner for the Heisman.
Got to say congratulations to the Washington. Are they the Commanders or the Guardians?
That's the Commodores.
They're the Commodores. I can't remember what they are. Anyway, congratulations on the big win versus Aaron Rodgers. How about that?
Yeah, big win. Big win. it was a reunion for the former legends for the Redskins and the Washington football team and the Commanders, and I didn't even go back to it. A bunch of us were on a phone conference call this past week. I said, are you going? No. Are you going? No. Are you going? Heck no. Nobody wants to be related with Dan Snyder in that football program right now. But that football team with Ron Rivera, they're going in the right direction. It's good to see that they got a win. It's good for the fans there. But when the fans are chanting out of the stands, sell the team, sell the team, sell the team, that's not a good atmosphere to be in. But at least got a victory. I know the Cowboys got a victory. I'm sure somebody's beating their chest in the studio right now.
Oh, yeah, you know it. You know it. Raj and RJ are very excited.
Well, you know, of course, you know, we thought that the – I mean, listen, with the Cowboys, I still go back to it. It's a win. It's a win. We'll take the win. But when you're inside the five, you're at fourth down at home, and you don't go for it against the Detroit Lions, who only won one game, yada, yada, yada. I know, Dak was rusty, but we'll take the win and still sit atop the standings.
We always ask this.
You're not atop the standings.
Shut up, Joe.
I was going to say, what standings?
Damn it!
See, that's just like a Cowboy fan. You always think you're better than you are.
Thank you. Thank you.
I thought I could slide it in. I didn't know.
What did you say, Justin?
I was asking what standings he was talking about.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you watching the...
I mean, you said I'm nuts. Mark, we always ask you this every year. It's that time of the year. What was when Mark May was a little lad up in New York, where I was able to visit Joe, his hometown during the summer for his big charity event.
Which will be
what mentioned. Did Mark May like for his Halloween candy? What was your number one fave?
Anything I could stick in my mouth and chew and eat it. I was a heavy kid when I was a young kid. It was like, if there were M&M's there, I'd take the M&M's. If there were Milk Duds there, I'd take the Milk Duds. Stickers, always. Hershey bars, always. It was like anything I could get my hands on. When you're a kid, like, it doesn't matter what it is. If it's sweet and it tastes good, you eat it.
That's true. And Roger,
was it candy corn?
Did you like candy corn, Mark?
Oh, absolutely. Those things it was like a sugar that. High as soon as you put it in your mouth.
What about Almond Joy?
Almond Joys are nice, too. Mars bars, you know, anything.
Clark Bar.
Clark Bar.
Who is Clark Bar?
Whoa! Was the zero black? Yeah,
that's zero.
That
was the white one.
That was the white one. Yeah. That's how every time somebody brings up a clock, Mark, the white man brings up the zero.
So, Mark,
man, that's a movie.
Mark May was probably like Joe Klein when you were kid, when you were going trick or treating when you were a kid. You were like, you know, 6'1" when you were 12.
Did you play a tree?
what did Mark May get? You remember any outfit you got dressed up as a kiddo for Halloween?
I got dressed up as Fred Flintstone one year. Remember that? Because I carried around a baseball bat with my club.
I like it. That's
very nice. Scary movies, Mark. You like it? Any scary movies? You watch any of those? You got a favorite?
I like Scream. That was pretty scary.
We asked a trivia question. Can you recall? I'll let Justin, Joe. Did you hear some of this maybe the other day? Justin, Joe, or Mark May. Can you remember who was the first person gutted and killed in Scream?
Mark should know.
Drew Barrymore.
I don't know. Oh, look at Justin. Justin's right on target.
Jay Bird, no. Forgive me. I had no idea. I didn't even know.
Well, that was when I was in high school. Those were big.
Yeah.
He had a crush on her.
No, I know you mentioned it, but I didn't know it. It was a brutal scene.
I mean, it was a heavy-duty scene. Well, Mark, hopefully when we talk to you next week, the Hogs will get their fifth win, move to 5-3, and then set that up for a good run against Liberty, LSU, Ole Miss, and Missouri. It'd be great to finish strong and get 9 regular season wins with a chance to get 10 with a bowl win.
That would be awesome. I hope that happens, and I think it's got to happen. Auburn's one of those teams. Coaches on the hot seat. They don't know if they're going to keep them. New athletic director. There's no excuse that they should just run the ball down their throat. Tell Sam, former offensive lineman, is telling you, a former offensive lineman says, a coach, run the ball. Don't worry about throwing it. Just run the ball.
I hear you.
And this, when the weather gets cold like this, that just means Mark May is that much closer to coming down and visiting us.
I know. We can see him at he obviously has agreed to come to the Brewers Award again.
Yeah,
looking forward to
–
you know, this year will be the first year that we'll have Justin here with us during the Brewers Award, right? Because remember, he didn't pick up till the backside.
That's right. Well, hopefully he'll be with us on site.
Yeah, we'll get Justin on site for that. Yeah. Right, Mark, thanks as always, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Mark. Go Cowboys!
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Go, buddy. All right, so Roger and I and Joe, we're going to go out on the deck.
Veranda?
The veranda. Huh?